Let's turn now to Dave Spangler. He's vice president of the Lake Erie Charter Boat Association. So how does this explosion of cyanobacteria blooms interfere with fishing?
Well, it interferes not so much from the fish, but the people that want to go fishing. You know, this has happened for a lot of years in a row now. And what happens is we don't get the phone calls anymore. Late July, definitely all of August and most of September, because people just do not want to go out and deal with that. The folks are able to see through media, through the newspaper, TV, and now you can look at satellites and see that the Western Basin is, you know, partially or fully covered with algae, and they just do not want to go out there.
Yeah, besides not getting the phone calls, I mean, what are your customers asking you or saying when they decide to cancel or not book?
Yeah, and it works both ways. If they've got one, they cancel, or in a lot of cases, they'll reschedule. And in some cases, they'll just move it into next year because we you know, obviously we're able to fish for walleye most any time, and we start in April. They know that there are areas, depending on what the winds are doing and where it moves it, we can find some places with clear water, at least not something that looks too bad. But unfortunately, sometimes it's a, you know, 16, 18, 20-mile run. And right. Unfortunately, from where we're at, that'll put us into Canada, you know. So it becomes a deal where instead of going fishing, you're doing boat riding. And, of course, that is not what people want to do. They're spending their money to go fishing. So
what are they concerned about? Because, you know, not all cyanobacteria is toxic or has toxins. And even if you're in a patch of that, it doesn't affect the fish, does it?
In some cases, it can. It depends upon the thickness and what's going on. Most of the time, it doesn't affect the fish that much. But the reason people don't want to go out is, number one, no one can ever tell us, is this toxic or isn't it? And we have no way of knowing that. So when you're out there, obviously, you're breathing in. You're probably going to have at least your hands wet handling fish, that kind of stuff that comes through it.
Right.
So it's just one of those things that it's a precautionary thing, and just we're not going to go out there.
Environmentalists feel the state of Ohio is not taking this as seriously as it should. It's relying chiefly on voluntary efforts by farmers to reduce the nutrients from farm runoff that feeds these cyanobacteria blooms. What do you think needs to be done?
Well, I agree with that assessment. We have gone through 8-10 years now of voluntary things, and it hasn't worked. Unfortunately, as with any group of people, we have a lot of people that will do the right thing. And unfortunately, we've got a percentage that do not do the right thing and have not changed their methods of what they do. It has reached a point where, to my feeling, we need to go to regulations on certain things, and especially things like soil testing. We do know that there are people out there still applying either fertilizer or manure on fields that in some cases actually do not need any at all. So those are the kind of things that have to happen. And we, of course, that's going to need some regulations from not only the Department of Agriculture, but the legislator in the state of Ohio. And that would work also for the state of Michigan and Indiana. It's a far-flung issue, but it needs more help than what we're getting at this point in time.
Dave Spangler is vice president of the Lake Erie Charter Boat Association. Thanks for talking with us.
No problem. Thank you.